Here's your KLAM News for this Saturday. The Plymouth County Secondary Roads Department is announcing that Union Pacific Railroad will be making repairs to the railroad crossing just east of Highway 75 on County Road C-60 on Monday, which means that intersection of County Road C-60 and Highway 75 at Hinton will be closed during the day on Monday. Officials believe that those repairs will be concluded by the evening and the intersection will again be open. The Lamar's Arts Center has hired a new director. Mark Hoken of Sioux City will assume the responsibilities of overseeing the Lamar's Arts Center. Hoken is a talented artist who has had his work on display at the Arts Center recently. He has been a professional artist for over 15 years and is also a muralist, having created the Rockland Manufacturing Company three-story mural in downtown Sioux City. Hoken has a Bachelor's of Fine Arts degree from Iowa State University of Design and Drawing and Painting. A former workers' compensation attorney for Tyson Foods Meatpacking Division has filed a wrongful termination lawsuit in Iowa that accuses company officials of making anti-gay slurs, filing false information in workers' compensation cases, and discriminating based on sex and age. Todd Beersford filed the lawsuit on October 1st in State District Court in Des Moines against Tyson Fresh Meats, based in South Dakota, and its parent Arkansas-based Tyson Foods, the nation's second-largest meat processor. The suit seeks damages after his dismissal from last year. Beersford argues that he was fired in part because he complained that the company was providing inaccurate information in workers' compensation cases in Iowa to deny payments to injured workers. He claims a former company vice president used slurs in referring to former Iowa Workers' Compensation Commissioner Chris Godfrey, who is gay. Beersford of the Cleveland area also claims that Tyson discriminated against employees on the basis of sex and age by firing several middle-aged men in 2017 and 18, replacing them with younger women. A Tyson spokesman declined to comment. Well, some people forced from their homes by Missouri River floodwaters will be leaving their refuge at an Iowa state park. Waubonsie State Park sits dry a few miles north of the southwest Iowa community of Homburg, which was hit hard after two nearby river levees had failed. Park manager Matt Mulls told Omaha, Nebraska television station KETV that the park had about 80 flood refugees staying there during peak occupancy this past spring, but that's dwindled as people returned to their homes or found other accommodations. Other flood victims found temporary quarters elsewhere in Iowa and even across the river in Nebraska. But now winter approaches, and Iowa officials say that park water service must be turned off because of the impending freeze and that they need for repairs. Electricity will still be available, and off-season camping will be allowed. An Iowa high school science teacher has resigned after an investigation into a social media post that appeared to threaten Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg. Waterloo Community School spokeswoman Tara Thomas said on Friday that teacher Matt Baish resigned effective on Thursday. The resignation came after the conclusion on a school district investigation of a Facebook comment that Baish made in response to a post about the 16-year-old Thunberg joining an October 4th student-led climate strike in Iowa City. In his comment, Baish wrote that, "Don't have my sniper rifle." Thomas wouldn't say if Baish was asked to resign. A phone listing for Baish, who was a teacher at Waterloo West High School, could not be located. Iowans celebrated the second annual Iowa Local Food Day yesterday on Friday as part of the National Farm to School Month. Teresa Wimmerslog, the program coordinator through the Iowa State University Extension, says to take part, schools must serve at least two locally sourced items for breakfast or lunch. Local foods can include produce, meat, eggs, and dairy.
Iowa's Local Food Day was started last year as a way to encourage schools to put more Iowa-grown and produced products on lunch trays. And we've seen a lot of interest and a lot of excitement from the schools as they look to find more farmers to source from.
There's a huge misperception, she says, as far as Iowa being an agricultural state that helps feed the world.
Iowa is a state that imports more than 80% of its food. Even though we are the number one egg-producing state in many aspects, so much of that is crops that are grown for feed for animals or fuel, and we end up bringing in a lot of the food that we eat.
She says the program has grown significantly from its debut a year ago.
Well, as of last week, we had over 42 school districts signed up, and we were looking at over 80,000 meals. I know I've probably added 20 schools to the website this week.
Funding for the effort comes from a USDA Specialty Crop Block grant to the Iowa Department of Agriculture. More federal land is being opened up for fishing and hunting in Iowa as part of the Trump administration's move to make public land more accessible. Margaret Everson of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services says that 1.4 million acres were added to open areas this year, including at Neil Smith Wildlife Refuge just east of Des Moines.
We've expanded 300 acres here for new opportunities for white-tailed deer, for example, for pheasants, being able to, again, open new areas that had not been opened before.
The Department of the Interior will also allow more big game hunting at the DeSoto Bend in western Iowa. Ducks Unlimited CEO Adam Putnam says that making that land accessible to the public promotes outdoor recreation and conservation.
Without that connection to the land, we're not going to have a strong base of support for protecting the environment going forward.
Federal officials say that they're also trying to match state and federal regulations to encourage more hunting and fishing. The Democratic presidential race is getting more jumbled and unpredictable. The deepening impeachment crisis surrounding President Donald Trump is combining with unpredictable developments among the leading Democrats have combined to shake things up. Frontrunners are facing urgent questions about their ability to take on Trump, while lower-tier candidates eager to challenge the top-tier trio are struggling to rise above the din in Washington. That is a look at your news for this Saturday.